Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, here in Spain, last week, Chris McCann outlined the EU's entry-exit border controls and also encouraged British holiday homeowners to consider becoming a full-term resident by explaining that Spanish taxation doesn't have to be as high as they expect. We'll come back to taxation later, but let's start by asking Chris for his views on whether Spain is more expensive than the UK or not. So Chris, first, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Howard. Are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So Chris, how do you think property and living costs in Spain compare to the UK?
Look, the cost of living is on average considerably cheaper in Spain. This includes utilities like water, eating out in restaurants, the price of clothes, public transport and essential foods. According to data for 2025 prepared by the Spanish National Statistics Institute, the average monthly cost of living in Spain for a typical individual is around 1,093 euros. Now, according to data prepared by the UK Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association, the average monthly cost of living in the UK for a typical individual is around £2,641, which, using current exchange rates, is around €3,040. So, in comparison, the cost of living in the UK, based on these figures, is currently around 3 times that in Spain. Property in Spain is also significantly more affordable. According to the real estate portal Idealista, property costs in Spain are at around €2,237 per square meter, compared to around €5,000 in a city centre in the UK, or €3,783 in the outskirts of a UK city. That said, there are significant variations in Spain, obviously, with tourist and expat hotspots such as the Costa Brava and the Costa del Sol, as well as some of the major cities in Spain attracting a premium.
And what about healthcare?
Well, focusing on private health cover, for a standard cover, the typical cost in the UK for an adult is around £100 to £200 per month, whilst in Spain it's often cheaper at around €50 to €100 per month. To give listeners an idea as regards the costs of some common procedures, just to put things into perspective, a hip replacement in the UK would typically cost around £10,000 to £15,000, and in Spain around €7,000 to €10,000. And an MRI scan in the UK would typically cost around £300 to £500, and in Spain around €150 to €300. So again, it's cheaper than the UK.
Going back to taxation, without going to all the detail, how does tax in Spain compare to tax in the UK? Generally speaking, and where do you pay more tax overall?
I am going to speak very generally here because obviously it's a very detailed topic, but if you're on a low to moderate salary, the difference between Spain and the UK isn't so dramatic. If you're a high earner or you hold significant assets, Spain usually results in a higher overall tax burden than the UK. That said, if you are retired, which many of my clients are, Spain offers legitimate tax planning opportunities, which means that with suitable planning, you can enjoy a very low tax environment in Spain and in many cases lower than you're actually paying in the UK.
Are there any other key costs you'd like to compare, or that Britons moving here should be aware of?
Howard, as regards the cost of living, I don't believe so. I think in summary, I would say that overall Spain offers a more affordable cost of living compared to the UK, which makes Spain a very attractive option for people seeking a better quality of life at a lower cost. However, in addition to the cost of living, I just want to briefly mention and highlight the cost of dying. I know it's a bit of a morose subject, but I think it's important. The UK Labour government's autumn budget in 2024 fundamentally transformed the UK inheritance tax landscape and created unprecedented opportunities for individuals considering long-term relocation to Spain. From 6th of April 2025, the UK has effectively abolished the complex domicile-based inheritance tax system in favour of a residence-based approach. Now, under the new regime, an individual becomes liable for UK inheritance tax on worldwide assets only if they qualify as a long-term resident, defined as somebody who has been UK tax resident for at least 10 out of the previous 20 years. Now, put simply, if you were to leave the UK and become resident in Spain, once you've been resident in Spain for 10 years, you'll cease being liable to UK inheritance tax on your non-UK assets. Now, as certain regions in Spain now offer significant inheritance tax benefits, you would not be walking into an inheritance tax issue in Spain. These two factors being the case, becoming resident in Spain and then relocating your assets outside of the UK could result in an elimination of inheritance tax. And given that the UK inheritance tax is currently charged at 40% on estates exceeding allowances, the potential savings for your family are considerable.
Finally, do you have any advice for those who are still undecided about whether to make their dream come true and move to Spain?
As I always say, Howard, if any listeners are contemplating a move to Spain, I recommend they contact one of our local partners to discuss it. To be able to make a sensible decision, you need to be fully informed. And sitting down, spending a couple of hours of your time sat down with one of our advisors will put you in a much better position to be able to decide what you do.
And how can people get in touch?
People can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to access all the contact details of all of our local partners. Alternatively, they could fill in a contact request form and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next steps.
Many thanks. We'll talk shortly.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Look forward to it. Bye for now.